Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi-demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, is it I who am the asshole? Sounds fake, but okay.
Welcome back to the pod.
I'll be honest with you all. Earlier, I texted Sarah my customary Wednesday, what? Mm-hmm. Which means, what the fuck are we talking about today when we
Occasionally
record?
I get it, and I, well, because there is no context. There's never any, it's just the word what. And yeah. Sometimes I get it, and I think it's about, and I'm like, what did I do? And then I'm like, oh, no.
That's Wednesday. And Sarah said, cry, which is a common answer to that question. And I said, is it time for our monthly Aita? And Sarah said, it might be. And then we didn't discuss it any further. And then we got on the phone and we continued to not discuss it. And then we started recording and I said, well.
Yeah, I just assumed that's what
this
we
must
were doing.
Be what's happening. There's no other indication that it would be something else. So we just must forge on, I fear.
So here we are.
And here
you
we
must
are.
What?
For John.
I thought you said for John.
For John.
And I was like,
you know?
I was like, why are we doing this for John?
I mean, he needs this.
Which John? So you don't know which John, maybe all the Johns.
Probably not all of them. There has to be some bad ones out there.
Yeah. Just the ones that we like.
Just the ones who are listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless you're listening because you're a hater. Then it's
don't
not
do
for
that.
You.
Well, you can continue to do that because that's good for the numbers. I just don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's just not for, it's this for John is just not for you, John.
Yeah, but you can keep listening silently.
Sure. I mean, you can be loud in your physical space.
Just not in a way that should reach me.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have any housekeeping?
I have a house to keep.
Yeah?
I was bored earlier, as unemployed people sometimes are.
Your unemployed friend on a Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have our bookshop.org like storefront thing where you can go and you can buy books. And that money supports indie bookstores. And it also, if you buy it through a storefront, supports us. Monetarily. And so we have books up there for
also emotionally.
Emotionally. That's true. We have books there that we wrote. We have books there that our guests wrote.
We have books there that we wrote. We have book and forward that we wrote.
We have book and forward that we wrote. We have books our guests wrote. We have books I have talked about on the podcast. And now we have a list of, I think, over 60 books that I have sourced from the internet of books with a canon, A-spec, and Aero-spec characters.
I love it.
So now when you're like, which books have those? It's there. There are like major published books. There's like self-published books. I tried to do my best to make sure they were canon. But I can't read them all, and I'm just having to trust the people who submitted books to what the Instagram poll I made and also the articles I read. So apologies if some of them are just heavily implied and headcanoned, but I did my best.
Kayla did her best.
And also,
and
if
we should all applaud that.
And you should applaud that, and you should go to the link, which I'll put in the description of this episode, and you should look at the books, and you should buy some of the books to support people who write about A-spec people and also support us. And if there's a book on there, no. If there's a book not on there that you think should be on there, let a bitch know and I'll put it on there because I have the time to do so at the moment. And I hope soon I will no longer have the time to do so. So you have to do it quickly now while I have the time.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you and good night.
All right. Not good night yet. It's time for a pod.
Soon. It is 11:24 p.m. EST.
Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
Aita.
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 Shall we just dive in? I'm just going to tell you from the jump that because we really didn't discuss this at all, I have not, like, gone through my Aietas. So I have my saved Aietas, but there's going to be no theme.
Mm-hmm. Unless we find one along the way.
Unless we find one along the way, just like the friends we made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to be things, whatever I have saved in this note on my phone.
Sure.
This first one is actually not an Aieta.
Perfect way to start, I think.
But it's, for once, it's wholesome.
Okay.
So I think it's a nice place to start.
Rare. Yes. Yeah.
It begins. I know my fiancé's secret.
Oh, brother.
Throw away, because she's got mine. I, 19, male, work a pretty hardcore job, lots of stress, and
fiancé
more than a decent...
Fiancé at 19?
Yeah.
Slow down, listen, partner.
Slow down. But also, it seems healthy and fine.
Okay,
so
that's...
You do you.
Whatever, I guess.
Hardcore job, lots of stress, and more than a decent amount of danger, falling off of buildings on a weekly basis. Not that they are falling off of buildings, but that they could fall off buildings on a weekly basis.
I assumed so, thank you.
I wake up very early to my lunch made by my fiancé, 19F, go to the job site and work till about 3. It seems like this person's in construction. Get home and usually just want to melt into the couch or play video games. I recently started picking up streaming on Twitch with some of my buddies. Not for money or anything. I don't have enough followers for that. I just like the feeling that people are hearing me and I'm real or something. Lol. I started noticing that every single time I stream, there's one consistent viewer from the moment I start to the moment I end. And I realized recently that it's her. I like to think she doesn't tell me because she wants to be my secret supporter or something, but I know her secret, and goddammit, it melts my heart always.
Aww.
I'd have zero viewers on a daily basis if it weren't for her, and I love it so much that she's always going to be there to support me through anything. I can't express enough just how much I love this woman and how I can't wait to marry her. She's my biggest fan.
That's so sweet.
And then in the comments, people were like, oh my god, I saw a Reddit post about a girl confessing to doing this, like, for her boyfriend. And someone was like, I'm really hoping that, like,
I hope it's each other. I'm just gonna say it is.
Yeah. And someone was like, that's awesome. How did you find out it was her? And he said, one time I took a break from the game to just flirt with her for a while. So I paused my stream. She went to the bathroom about 20 minutes later, and I heard the sound of the bathroom door closing on her phone. Our bathroom is in our room, so I looked at her phone, and my stream was right there.
Oh, I love how I paused my game just to flirt with her for a while. It's so cute. It's so sweet.
So, you know.
I love that.
Wholesome.
No one is the asshole.
No one's the asshole. No one at all. Except anyone who's pushing this man off a building.
You can't be doing that.
All right. When I save them to this note, I usually write, like...
Context?
A 2-to-6-word description of what it is. But they're not actually helpful.
Of course they're not. It's you who's writing them, respectfully.
This one just is horrible men.
Well, I mean...
Oh, actually, we're going to do these another time because they're long, and I don't feel like reading them.
Okay.
This one
too
I've
long,
just...
didn't read. Sorry that happened, or happy for you.
This one I described as plastic foods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. This is also not actually an Aieta. It's in r/relationships. But boyfriend, 28M, keeps sneaking plastic food onto my 25F plate.
Okay.
So we've been together 14 months, and he's a great partner overall. He has a stable, respectable career that he enjoys. He's a nutritionist. He's very caring in most ways, and we have similar goals for our lives. But he's got an odd sense of humor sometimes, especially about one particular thing. He has access to a seemingly unlimited supply of plastic foods, probably because he's a nutritionist.
Sure.
And he keeps sneaking them onto my plate at meals. I saw the humor in it the first time, using a scoop of cottage cheese replaced my real cottage cheese at breakfast, but I've lost count of the number of times he's played this prank on me. There have been plastic turkey slices on a sandwich, a plastic chicken tender coated in buffalo sauce at a restaurant, even a plastic deviled egg swap at my friend's wedding. But I think the one that irritated...
Okay. That's very good.
But I think the one that irritated me the most was when he wrapped a real banana skin around a plastic banana and put it back in with the rest of the bunch on my counter. He says he just means it as a little joke when I've asked him to stop, but I'm getting paranoid when
I eat with
him.
Why would you ask him to stop?
What if he takes it too far and I choke on a fake cheese cube? The weirdest thing is I don't know where he gets these, as I've seen his bank statements and there's no indicator he's buying them himself.
Oh my god. Here's what I want for the future of these people.
Yeah.
They have a long and happy relationship. They get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They get married. They mm-hmm. go to cut into the wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Plastic wedding cake.
I mean, but that's too easy. You know? It's got to be more... It's got to be like a long con. It's got to be like your promise at marriage is that you'll stop. And then on your 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, my.
Well,
you know what would be good? You know how you're supposed to like put a slice of the cake in the freezer for your first anniversary?
Yeah.
You take... part of the slice of cake and just make part of the slice of cake plastic. So she starts eating it and she's like, thank God it's not plastic.
Thank God it's not plastic.
And then she goes, and then her fork goes to get another bite. And what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Plastic.
I like how dedicated this guy is. Like, he's not just putting food on her plate or like in the fridge. He's putting it in sandwiches.
He's taking it to the restaurant.
He's taking a banana peel. He's taking it to the restaurant and covering it in sauce.
And he's taking it to the wedding. He's taking it to the friend's wedding. He said, I know this wedding will have deviled eggs. That means he had to have either been like, I'll just bring an egg and I'll make it somewhere. Or he checked with the couple and was like, what foods are you serving? Oh, deviled eggs, you say? Bet.
Deviled eggs at a wedding is a choice.
I like deviled eggs, and I don't care who knows
you're
it.
You're wrong for that.
I'm so sorry.
There are a couple replies on this. Concept. He's a wizard trying to enchant the food, but he's not a skilled wizard.
Oh.
And then someone else said she should start replacing his personal items with realistic cakes.
That would be good. I think he is the perfect man.
Yeah. And then someone is like, skill issue on behalf of OP. You had to fight fire with fire here and get him back. Help, I'm dating a dude and he keeps rocking.
How does she not, like, notice? Certainly after all this time, she should be able to, like, catch it, you know? At least once.
Yeah. I think it's very silly.
And it
seems harmless. Like, if she's really that upset, maybe they can have a conversation about it. But I
how could you possibly actually be upset about that? I get the choke. Maybe set some boundaries. Be like, nothing small enough. That I could choke
nothing
on.
Nothing that I could choke on. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a fair boundary to
set. And nothing that I could discover in, like, if I'm at lunch with my boss. Like,
sure.
Like, there are boundaries.
I don't know.
Depends on your boss.
Depends on who the boss is, I suppose. Yeah. I love that.
This one, I just wrote, lesbian ace confusion.
Okay.
Also, not am I the asshole. I think this episode should
be... That's the theme?
Not am I the asshole, but
this
is a screenshot from, it seems to be another Reddit post.
Okay.
And it's in r/badwomensanatomy.
Okay.
And the post is, the screenshot is, are lesbians mostly asexual?
Uh-oh.
It's hard to have sex without a dick, and they don't produce much testosterone. What increases the need for sex?
Oh, no.
And then the top comment is, seems like he doesn't know what women, lesbians, and asexuals are. I'm impressed.
I agree with that. Wow.
Yeah, so that's just...
impressive in a way.
It is impressive in a way. Just thought that one was a little fun, funky, fresh. This one is an actual am I the asshole.
Oh no, you've ruined our theme. I had the episode title planned and everything.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. This one was taken down, so I had I found it in video form on Instagram.
You're so brave.
I went to look up the actual post. It had been taken down, so I had to find it elsewhere, but I did it. I put in a lot of effort
for
on
us.
This one. Am I the asshole for telling my wife to stay at home and watch the kids because my job pays more?
I think we did this one.
Did we?
Is it that her job wants her to travel a bunch? And he was like, it's not fair.
No.
I have to basically be a single dad.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, it's different. That was one we did.
That was one we did. You're right.
Okay.
Also, I get confused because, like, I, I put them in here, and then like we don't always do them right away, and so I'm like, wait, did we do that? No, it is not that one.
Okay, interesting.
Okay. There's like a subheader, but it kind of gives away the bit, so I'm just going to start.
Okay.
My wife, Danielle, who is 33 years old, has a job that requires her to go into the office every day. I, at 42, work from my home office. We have two children aged 2 and 4. We had a nanny named Esme, whom we hired after...
Why are we name dropping?
I don't know.
I've never seen
this. It's wild.
That this person's such a just wild name dropping.
And it was not on like a burner. It was just like on...
That's wild behavior.
We had a nanny named Esme, whom we hired after moving to this city for my wife's job. We don't have any family in this city. Esme has been with us since we moved here 6 months ago. She was excellent at her job and a pleasant person in general. However, Danielle got it into her head that Esme was trying to get me away from her and fired her. It was a ridiculous assertion, as I love my wife. But she insisted on it and also rejected any other nannies sent by agencies, including a male one, thinking it was weird to have a male nanny.
Okay.
Danielle wants me to watch the kids since I'm at home anyway. I told her that there's no way I can do that as I bring home 65% of our income and cannot watch the kids while working. As a temporary solution, I invited my parents to stay with us so they can help with childcare. Danielle isn't pleased with this arrangement. She likes my folks but doesn't want them around 100% of the time. However, neither her mom nor dad are available to help. What?
Her parents can't come.
Oh, right. I said that and I just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Neither her mom nor dad are available to help. I explained to her that if she wants my parents to go home, she either needs to find a replacement for our nanny or stay home to watch the kids herself. She believes I'm devaluing her work and expecting her to watch the kids simply because she's a woman. I disagree. I think she created this situation and it's her responsibility to deal with it. That's it.
I mean, yeah, man. Like, if the kids were older, I would say that he could probably work and... watch the kids at the same time, but mm-hmm. two and four,
that's way too young.
Cannot
they
work.
Need attention.
They need constant attention. Like, my old boss has kids a little older than that, but mm-hmm. still pretty young, and he worked from home full time, but his wife is a stay-at-home mom because he mm-hmm. can't. Like, even with his wife there, sometimes his kids would just like run into our meetings and be like, hello.
Yeah.
Because they're children.
Right.
Like, that's just not possible.
Yeah. This one is a real misleading one because it seems like he's like super sexist. But then you're like, okay, but it's her fault that she. And like in the comments, they were like, you know, have you ever. I mean, maybe there's a missed perspective here about like he cheated on her before or whatever. But like in the absence of that, she's just. Insecure and taking it out on him.
Well, especially even if there was like prior infidelity or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he, I'm assuming, is straight because the male nanny was like seemed to him a good solution,
mm-hmm.
and then she just like also said no to that because she thought it was weird. Like
she has a very old fashioned view of like gender. Like
yes,
it's giving to me like. I'm not saying that she's a white feminist. I don't even know if she's white.
However,
what I am saying is that there's a parallel here to being like, oh, I'm a feminist and I support these things, but not actually being fully educated on them.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like she's like, oh, well, you shouldn't ask me to do this just because I'm a woman. But then she's expecting him to act a certain way because he's a man. And then... when he suggests, okay, what if we have a male nanny? She doesn't want that because she doesn't want a male nanny because she expects a man to act a certain way. And, like, I understand not wanting, like, being wary of a male nanny. I get it.
Yeah.
Like,
I understand being wary of a man.
Of a man. Point blank.
Yeah.
But, like, he is offering her solutions and she's just complaining about the solutions.
Yeah. No, it does feel very... hypocritical to be like, you're being sexist because you expect me to be in this role as a woman, and then she's mad that there's a man in a role she doesn't expect him to be in. It's like, I don't I don't quite understand what she was like hoping to have happen there.
Well, she wants him. She wants him to take care of the kids.
Yes, but also like if he's bringing in 65% of their income,
yeah,
like that's just like what.
I mean, also even if he wasn't, I still don't think that's necessarily totally fair.
No, it definitely is
because especially, like this is a partnership.
Yes, if it was her choice to fire the nanny and he was not involved in that at all and then making him suffer the consequences of that, it's just like, well. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole. Yeah, that was what the internet decided. I'm 25 male and majorly
losing affection to my girlfriend, 22. Why did that sound like me?
It wasn't. It
sounded like me.
All right. I have another Am I the Asshole?
Thank God.
Got my delightful little website that just reposts text versions of Am I the Asshole? All right. Am I the asshole for lying to my partner about having kids and laughing about it? Lying is in quotations.
Probably.
So I, 35 male, became recently engaged to my partner, 34 female. We met on a dating site, on a dating app 3 years ago and hit it off from the start. 5 years ago, I got my fallopian tubes removed. What? Oh, no. My... Sorry.
Huh.
They wrote this in such a confusing way.
Okay.
OP is 34 female.
Okay.
Yes. OP is 34 female, partners 35 male.
Okay.
It reads, so I recently became engaged to my 34F partner 35M.
Yeah, they wrote that wrong.
That is confusing. You're supposed to do it after you use the first pronoun. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, so OP's the woman in this hetero relationship.
Great.
5 years ago, I got my fallopian tubes removed. I've known I don't want to give birth since I was 15 years old, and I've never changed my mind. I always said that if a child came into my life, I'd love it, but I'm not actively seeking that out. On my dating profile, it explicitly states child-free and infertile, verbatim. At the beginning of our relationship, my now fiancé regularly referenced other things I put in my profile, so I assumed he'd read that part and kids never really came up in other conversations.
Oh, no.
Well, last night, he mentioned that I should consider stopping my birth control since now we're engaged and given our ages, we should start trying for kids. I honestly thought he was joking and laughed. He got frustrated and asked me why I thought it was funny, and I reminded him the second line of my dating profile said that I was ostensibly infertile. He was shocked and called me a liar. I happen to remember that I sent a screenshot of my dating profile to a friend for review around that time and pulled up the old convo with her to show him the time and date, and that indeed it stated I was child-free. I told him I had my tubes taken out, so there was no chance of me getting pregnant without outside help. IVF is technically still an option, but I don't want to put my body through that. He stormed out, and his mom called me crying that I've ruined his life. His sister sent me a long message about how getting my tubes removed should be illegal and how I'm a monster for stringing my fiancé along. To be honest, his family never really liked me because they think I'm beneath him. A cousin told me it's because I'm fat. True, but I'm also pretty active, regular walks with my dog, hiking, biking, swimming, paddleboarding, and a little snowshoeing, none of which my
fiancé. That's literally the most active person I've ever heard of in my life.
And she's a career woman in a male-dominated field. Plus, we share the household labor 50-50, and I make more money than he does. Because of this, I don't take what they say too seriously, but I'm starting to feel bad. His family believes I stole years of his life and ruined future chances of being a father by lying about my fertility status. He asked for space when he stormed out, so I haven't reached out to him. I do love him, but I'm starting to have serious second thoughts given his family's reactions. I realize now that we should have talked about this before, but am I the asshole for how I handled the situation? And then there's a follow-up with some answering of common questions.
That's so wild.
Would you like
the follow-up? Yes, I would like the follow-up. I have so many questions.
The follow-up. We have had conversations about the future, but mostly about investments, housing, and careers. Every time we've talked about housing, it's usually about how many rooms for hobbies, office, etc. We both have hobbies that take up a decent amount of space, so we've discussed things like would we need a room for his musical instruments or build him a studio shed in the yard. We wanted a fenced yard for my dog, a guest room, and a good kitchen for hosting family. He never mentioned rooms for kids in any of these discussions. We've talked about investing for retirement and how we want to manage that, but there was never any talk about college funds or kids or anything like that. I'm on birth control, arm implant, last 5 years, and I'm on year 4, but only to help with my period flow and pain. We both got tested early in the relationship, and I said as long as we're both clean, that was fine with me since I can't get pregnant anyway. He was excited by that, but I didn't explicitly mention my tubes being removed. I do have scars, but he's never brought them up. My family knows about my procedure and is generally not very nosy to begin with, so it's not brought up at all. We spend very little time with his family because they live a 5-hour flight away, and since they don't like me, they do all communication through my fiance. I've only met them in person 5 to 6 times, and they don't engage a whole lot, which is probably best for me. I was texting my BFF about all this when she told me that he was present for a conversation with her and her partner where she brought up that I'd had my tubes removed and how happy I was when I got it done. I wasn't there for that, so I can't speak to it, but she says she swears he was an active participant in the conversation. I think that I need to prepare for this to be the end. I'm willing to have an open conversation with him when he's ready, but as many of you pointed out, him running to his family knowing how they already feel about me is unkind and sets a tone for our future disagreements.
That is so wild, because say he forgot that part of her profile and either wasn't present for that conversation or forgot about it or something. You would think that if they talk about their future that much,
yeah,
that kids would come up. Like, good on them for having those conversations. Because Dean and I never have conversations like that. We're like, how are we going to invest? And how many rooms do we want? Because I'm 5 years old and I'm too young to be having those conversations.
I actually
would have to come up.
Well, okay, so I found there was another response where OP responded actually, and they said like, how in the world did this never come up in the 3 years of dating? Like, do people not talk about like having kids and future goals? Yeah. And OP was like, I never brought it up because I thought it was already established. We met on Tinder and it was the second line in my profile. Further down on my profile, I mentioned that I don't really like the texture of tomatoes, and he's brought it up a few times without me saying anything aside from it being on my profile. Plus, our first date, he asked me some good clarification questions about my profile, implying to me that he'd read it all. I guess I made the bad assumption that since he didn't bring it up, it wasn't an issue. Honestly, in this situation, I don't really blame OP for like not being like, hey, just to clarify, you don't want kids, right? Because like,
if he's going to reference the tomatoes, like, why would you?
And if in these discussions about the future, if he's never mentioned anything about kids, then you have no reason to think that he would want kids.
Yeah, I don't think it's the OP's fault at all. Like, obviously, yes, looking back, I think it would have been best for everyone if those conversations had come up, but it's completely understandable why they wouldn't.
Sometimes I think about how John Green, when John Green got married, before they got married, he and his wife went to like this like Catholic engaged couples retreat thing.
Sure.
And he talked about how they did a thing where like you stand back to back with your fiance and like, they ask question, like, yes or, like, questions that can be answered by raising your hand or not.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the point is to be, like, are you on the same page?
Yeah.
If not, discuss.
Yeah.
And when they asked about kids, I guess they were the only couple there who, like, had discussed it and, like, were on the same page.
Brother. Like, oh my God. Yikes.
It also seems to me like his family is really pushing him having kids.
Yeah.
And he's letting them.
Yeah, the family, I do not care for them.
Oh my God. Oh my God, there's another update.
Uh-oh.
Dude.
I'm so scared.
The way this is formatted is just... Okay. So she gave him some time.
Mm-hmm.
So my fiancé came home this morning and I asked him if he wanted to talk. He said there was nothing left to talk about. I asked him if he wanted the ring back and he got angry. I've never seen him like this. I tried to speak calmly to him, but he was just yelling about how I was giving up and how I wouldn't even talk to him. I reminded him that I'd asked
you
if he wanted...
You just asked.
I reminded him that I'd asked if he wanted to talk and he said no, to which he responded that he didn't think I'd go all crazy over a disagreement. This was a huge wake-up call for me. I asked him why he'd never brought up kids beforehand, and he said because he knew I would get all weird about it. I tried to get him to clarify, but he just kept saying he couldn't talk to me when I was like this. I swear I never raised my voice and tried to speak calmly the entire time. I told him I can't have kids, nor do I want any. I don't want to give birth. That seems like a deal-breaker for him and his family. He said his family had nothing to do with this, and I asked why he told them then. He said because he was hoping they'd talk sense into me. I told him I was ending the relationship and staying with my dad for the time being. This didn't go over well. I'm still kind of shaking. As I was leaving, I asked him how long he's wanted kids, and he admitted he never thought about it. But he knew I didn't want any, and now that we were engaged, it wasn't just about me. He had a say in children. I told him I physically could not get pregnant without IVF and asked him how he expected that to work. He responded that I didn't know what I was talking about. I left after that because I just didn't have the energy to try and convince him, and I didn't want to further agitate him. When I told my dad everything, he was furious. Apparently, when my fiancé spoke to him about proposing, he did not ask permission. Both my dad and I are opposed to that tradition, just basically letting my dad know his plans. My dad asked him if he was okay never having kids, as I'd had my tube removed, as my dad said he specifically brought up my surgery and the impossibility of natural pregnancy. My fiancé told my dad that it'd always be my decision. I'm thankful this happened before we started any of the wedding planning, but it feels like I swallowed a boulder. I know I need to be more adamant in the future about my stance on kids, and I promise I will have these discussions with future partners openly and from the start. I blocked his family from messaging me after they added me to a group message and started throwing Bible verses at me and saying that I'm a defective woman for not wanting kids. I don't have the energy right now to be petty, so I just blocked them. My dad is going to help me move my stuff out the next couple days. I need to talk to the landlord and figure out the lease. I'm financially stable enough to pay most of the fees, I think, but I doubt my now ex-fiancé can afford the rent on his own. The only text I received from him just said, "You'll regret this." I don't believe this is meant as a threat, but I'm being cautious just in case. Thank you for all the feedback. It was helpful to understand where I went wrong. This is my first long-term relationship, and I fucked up a lot of communication, but I know it's not just on me. I tend to be the kind of person that doesn't like to rehash things if I feel like we're on the same page, but with huge decisions like this, reiterating is necessary, and people are allowed to change their minds, which means rehashing is necessary in a healthy relationship.
My mouth has been open this entire time.
I also like that his family was like, "You stole these years away from him," as if he can't continue getting bitches pregnant until he's 80.
It's very true.
Like, she's the one who would be, quote unquote, running out of time. Like,
yeah, he can have children for a very long time. What the hell, man? Like,
and the fact that he was like, "Oh, I didn't bring it up because I knew you'd be weird about it."
What does that mean?
I think also, he thinks that once they're engaged and then also married, that he controls her.
I'm so confused. Because what do you mean the dad was like, "You know this, right? For sure, right?" And he was like, "Yes." Like, what happened? To me, it feels like it's
he was probably family. Just saying that to the dad.
Well, yes, maybe he was just saying that and was like, "I can change her mind later."
Mm.
But it does seem like his family has some very strong thoughts and feelings. And so I wonder if there's pressure from them of like, he was like, "Oh yeah, we're not going to have kids." And like, they freaked out about it.
Yeah. I think it's also wild that she asked him like why he never brought it up. And he was like, "Well, he never thought about it."
I mean, clearly this man is a piece of shit. If you're the one that's yelling and she's being calm and he's like, "I can't talk to you when you're like this." It's like what, sir? What does that mean?
Yeah.
That is cuckoo bananas.
So, okay. I have one more.
Okay.
Oh, this was actually deleted by the person who originally posted it.
You can't hide from us.
All right, I guess I will just
forever.
I guess I will just have to read it off of this video. Okay. Am I the asshole? Did I cheat on my wife?
What? You can't be asking things like that.
So my wife decided to go looking through my activity on Reddit, which is fine. It takes too long waiting for the video. Which is fine. I give her access to my phone. She can look through all my texts and online activity. I have nothing to hide. But recently, on a mental health subreddit, I commented on a few Selfie Sunday posts. So she decided to look through my Reddit comments last night and found several pics that I commented on. She lost it and started crying, saying that it's cheating. I didn't think what I said was that bad, and I wasn't worried about her seeing them. I can't post a picture, but some of the comments were, I like this Sunday selfie shit. I second that post. Oh, and then a post where someone was like, oh, I've been creeping on this sub for a while now, but like, here's, for the first time, here's my little selfie Sunday. And then he was like, so have I, and then the eyes emoji. A little background for me. I'm not a flirtatious person at all, and I've never private messaged another woman ever. I'm socially awkward, and I can't even think of a time when I did anything I'd consider flirting. I love my wife, and she's the only one I want, but did these comments cross a line that I'm just totally oblivious? Am I the asshole here?
I mean, I feel like the one with the eyeballs, I could see how that could come off as mm-hmm. flirtatious. Do I think it's cheating? No.
Now, here's the thing. I'm looking at the original post. Mm-hmm. And according to the comments, it seems like this is the sanitized version of the story.
Okay.
Because some people, like, looked into his, like, comment history.
Sure.
And also, I guess he was, like, deleting comments and he deleted the post to, like, make himself look better.
Sure.
But I guess there was one example of, it was, like, Photoshop requests where it was, like, hey, can you please Photoshop me out of this photo with my teenage son? I just want this uh-huh. to be a photo of my son. And he referred to her as a MILF.
Ah, well.
And then this person who claims to be the wife who commented
okay.
and said, there were literally like 10 different posts of him commenting being flirty. I knew he was posting this thread here. I didn't say it was cheating, but that it was extremely disrespectful of our relationship. I don't check his online activity literally ever. I'm literally in the same subreddit that these posts were in. I'm the one that showed him the sub because I wanted to understand what he's going through more. I was reading other posts and happened to see him commenting on a selfie post being flirty literally 5 days ago. So damn straight, I looked to see if there were more, and there were numerous. Instead of owning up to it, he says he was just being nice and trying to be positive with these women. What a good guy, right? And maybe I am a little insecure right now, but we've been together 9 years, married for 3, and I'm literally about to go into labor at any time now. Not exactly how I wanted to start my family with him. And a lot of people were like, yeah, it seems like the actual story may have been a little different just because he was like deleting comments and stuff. Yeah.
I also will say one of my first thoughts was, what if he just posted this to then, because no one you would think would post an am I the asshole if they were lying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it seems like, quote unquote, good evidence to be like, no, look, like, I'm so innocent that I'm asking people, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I'm telling other people the story.
Yeah, I'm asking everybody something wrong, yeah.
And I, you know, like, so it could be like a manipulation of like, no, look, like, I'm such a good guy.
Yeah. Apparently, he also, at one point, told someone, like, post more pics. Here's the thing. Oh. Here's the thing. He says that he doesn't interpret what he's doing as being flirty. Whether he's being genuine in saying that or not, I can't speak to. What I can say, though, is that some people just can't tell. Like, they don't... People have different interpretations of what flirting is.
Yeah.
And so I think in a completely, like, innocent, innocuous situation, like, there could absolutely be a miscommunication here about, like,
yes,
I genuinely just thought I was being nice.
I don't think it would be wrong for the wife to be upset by that, though. Like, obviously mm-hmm. a conversation would need to be had, but I can, like, I don't think, even if he was being completely innocent, I don't think it's wrong for her to be like, mm-hmm. hey, man, this makes me upset.
Also, if she's about to pop with a baby, her hormones are going crazy.
Hey, this is Sarah from the future. I just want to be clear that when I say that, it, you know, her hormones are going crazy, I mean, I don't mean for that to discredit her feelings or to say that they're not valid. I just mean to say that if he feels, or maybe anyone listening feels, that maybe she's overreacting a little bit, she has a lot going on. Give her a break.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, I don't.
There's like, a vibe. Like, well, I mean, especially the fact that he deleted it is, like, yeah. not a good look.
Yeah. And so, like, when I first saw it, I was like, he doesn't seem like the asshole at all. But then, like, digging into it a little bit more.
Yes. Sketchy.
Okay, that's all. What's our poll for this week?
My poll is, what food would you be most upset if someone made it plastic?
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Sure. Yep. Kayla, what's your beef and your juice for this week?
One of my beefs is that every single person in my house has a terrible cold except for me. And I feel it coming for me. And I do fear for my life. I feel as though I'm being hunted in my own home. I am not safe here.
Yeah, it's tough.
My other beef is that I have this like weird dry patch on my upper lip. Mm-hmm. And nothing I do will make it go away. It's been like a week, maybe. Maybe not that long, but maybe. I think it's been like a week. And I am moisturizing it. I'm putting all the things on it. And it's still there. And I don't understand what that means.
Boo. Hiss.
My juice is one of them is that the season finale of Sarah's show, Wild Cards, was very good.
I like how it's my show.
It is. And if there is not a season two, I am going to be so upset because it is a good television program. And I have enjoyed watching it. And I want to know what happens next. My last juice is this book I've been reading called The House in the Carulean Sea. I am not finished with it because I'm like maybe 30 pages away from finishing it. And I was starting to do a cry. And I like to, when I finish a book, just kind of sit in silence and think about everything, all of it. And I was like, I will wait until after the podcast to finish it. But it is easily like in my top books I have ever read. Like instant. And I do not say that lightly.
Damn. What is it?
It is a magical realism book. And it is, there's this guy who's a caseworker for the department in charge of magical youth. And he's sent to do a checkup on an orphanage because extremely upper management was like, you have to go check out this orphanage. And so he goes there for a month and he like meets with the kids and the guy that runs the orphanage is kind of, well, it's just like about him learning about magical youth and also what the fuck extremely upper management is up to. It reminds me kind of the vibe of like Matilda or like A Series of Unfortunate Events, where there's kind of that like almost like ridiculousness, you know?
Yeah.
Or like kind of like silliness, but in a very like serious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I feel like A Series of Unfortunate Events, it was like things that were just like very ridiculous, like visually or just like stuff like that would happen. And but it was just like normal, but it's also like that's so crazy. Anyway, it's really, really good. I cannot recommend enough.
Wow. Great. My juice is Marcus Pork, the fashion designer.
Who the fuck is that?
Marcus Pork and his son, Marcus Pork Jr.
No.
Yes.
I hate that.
They design all the best fashions.
Sure.
With the t-shirts.
Okay.
All the best t-shirt fashions. And he designs fashions for all of the mental illnesses.
Okay.
He designs fashions for the tism. He designs fashions for all sorts of things. Marcus Pork Jr. has really started branching out and, you know, he's creating his own brand.
Oh,
Marcus Pork Jr. is very ripped, by the way.
Okay.
And the original OG Marcus Pork is 34 years old. He's definitely, definitely 34 years old.
Sure.
And also, his face is on all of his shirts.
Oh,
But he made shirts for Arrows, Aces, and Arrow Aces.
Oh, are you getting one?
No.
Why not?
But I love them.
But you're such a fan.
I wouldn't wear it.
Okay. Marcus.
I literally sent you the video on Instagram 30 seconds. Like 30 seconds.
Yeah, he definitely looks 34. Podcast. Here's the thing about you sending me things on Instagram. Too many. It's okay, too many. Can't possibly see them all.
And I just think it's very nice that he made these, because he's made shirts for the La Dollar Beans and for the gays, and I think maybe for Pans and Bi's too. And so just feeling very seen that he included the ace specs. And in the comments, a lot of people were like, oh my God, thank you for making a shirt. These
for me.
Shirts for me. And so here's what it says. It's a crude drawing, crude as in just like bad, of him wearing a large heart, essentially, and hugging it. And there is a clock, like an analog clock, that has the ace flag on it. And it says, "It's asexual time. Let's be attracted to somebody and do fondling to nobody." Now, in addition to the asexual shirt, where's the arrow one?
The arrow one says, "Let's not have a deep attraction, but still do some of the action."
Mm-hmm. And then we have an arrow ace one, mm-hmm. which is, "It's arrow ace time. Let's be attracted to nobody and do fondling to nobody."
My favorite is the caption that says, "I wish everybody was aromantic so the world could wear this design."
He always starts his videos by being like, "Are you afflicted by lesbianism?
Do you like to get freak nasty, but only platonically?"
And honestly, these shirts show a really good nuanced understanding of the split model of attraction.
It really does. It's impressive.
Marcus Pork never fails me. He just makes silly shirts. They're all so good. And now I feel like I want to tell you some of the other good designs he has. Please hold.
Okay.
Oh, he made shirts that were "Autiz the season to be on the spectrum."
That's very good.
"It's lesbian time. Let's have a crush on the gender and do nuzzling with the homos."
Mm-hmm.
"It's anxiety girl summer. Let's overthink on the beach and worry about being liked."
Good.
He's really represented me in that we have "It's depression time. Let's be infected with sadness in the head and forget to leave the bed." "It's ADHD autumn. Let's be distracted by the leaf and hyperfixate on the leaf."
Good.
"It's ADHD girl summer. Let's be distracted on the beach and be bad at our tasks."
Good.
He really takes the time to understand the communities he's representing. He does. And I think
that's
very
great. It's very respectful. I love that.
I guess this is a juice, and it's related to the plastic food, mm-hmm. which is that my sister-in-law were staying with me and they left today. Well, their flight leaves in like an hour, so they haven't left yet. But I returned to my home and found that they had left small plastic cowboy hats on
everywhere,
on all of the things in my room that were like hat-able.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just a great many of them. And I was like, oh, well, how charming. My beef is that on my drive home from work today, I choked on water and
she did,
which is not unusual. I mean, it's always beef, but it's not unusual. But I've been coughing because of it ever since.
It's true. It's been at least an hour. Probably two.
Anyway, you can tell us about your beef or your juice, your favorite Marcus Pork design on our social media at SoundsFakePod. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/SoundsFakePod. We have some new $5 patrons. They are Boston Smith and Liam Gerard, who...
Boston Smith was existing, I thought.
Yeah, but then Boston yeeted and Boston came back.
Thank you for your return, Boston.
Our other $5 patrons, who we are promoting this week, are... Finasps, Galvin Ford, Green_Sarah, Jennifer Smart, and Yoch. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Allison McGuire, who would like to promote Arden Gray by Ray Stiv, Ani, who would like to promote the importance of being kind to yourself and others, Arkness, who would like to promote the Trevor Project, Benjamin Abari, who would like to promote tabletop games, and Selena Dobson, who would like to promote the Critical Role Foundation, whose mission is to leave the world better than we found it. Our other $10 patrons are David Harris, Derek and Carissa Elbiter, my Aunt Jeannie, Kayla's dad, Maff, Martin, Giselle, Parker, Purple Have, the Barefoot Backpacker, the Song of Storm, and Val, our $15 patrons, our Ace, who would like to promote the writer Crystal Scherer, Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote twitch.tv/MelodyDia, Hector Murillo, who would like to promote Friends are supportive, constructive, and healthy growers, a better person, Nathaniel White, who would like to promote NathanielJoyDesigns.com, Kayla Zan, Nina, who would like to promote KateAgarArt.com, and Chanel, who would like to promote accepting that everyone is different, and that's awesome. Our $20 patrons are Dragonfly and my mom, who would like to promote... My mom needs her hip replaced.
No, Julie!
In, like, September.
Oh, What is she going to have left at this point?
Another
that's
hip.
Her own.
She's, I mean, okay. My grandma's a bionic woman. That's, you know, yeah. That's her future. But she thought she was going to be able to wait a couple more years. Yeah. She wanted to do her hips after she retired, but it's not happening.
My mom has titanium in her neck now.
Oh, fun. Strong mm. neck. She strong is titanium.
Indeed.
You shoot me down, but I won't fall. Uh-huh. I am Sandy.
Yep. Exactly.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
And until then, take good care of your cows.